just like these nights don't matter this time. The colors beat a whole lot more, and my heart's so shattered now. 'Cause my girl says I'll never be it. Looking in the mirror and she's taking a trip. She goes round and round and round and round and round. I thought we'd made a little place for love, just like a church on Sunday. And bond a knock up of a Persian rug. It's like the one she just put out. 'Cause my girl says I'll never be it. Looking in the mirror and she's taking a trip. She goes round and round and round and round and round. This would be love, but our heart will do what it's meant to do. I'm haunted by the picture of the way it was sitting next to you. Yeah, yeah, yeah. She says it's really is far, but this must be the last time. I beg shadows not to take the wall, and I feel so broken now. 'Cause my girl says I'll never be it. Looking in the mirror and she's taking a trip. She goes round and round and round and round, round and round and round and round, round and round and round and round.
Maybe she just goes round
and round and round and round.
Hello, welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 371, where we promise a taco truck on every corner. My name is Sid Souter. We started things off this week with a track by Cotton Mather from Austin, Texas. That is the project of Robert Harrison. The song is called Never Be It, and it's on the album Death of Cool, which came out July 29th on Star Apple Kingdom Records. I know absolutely nothing about that label and very little about the band. Just got some press information. It sounded good, so hey, why not take a chance? The album lives in various pop realms there, things from power pop to that song there, which is just kind of crystalline and wonderful, isn't it? Anyway, I've got lots of tracks for you this week. Short songs, get a little punk rock happening, but we're going to start here with Trust Fund from Bristol in the UK. The song I'm going to play is called Crab Line.
Thank you.
have both kinds of music here at the Too Much Rock Podcast, power pop and indie pop. We started things off there with Trust Fund from Bristol. That song is called Crab Line, and it's on the album We Have Always Lived in the Heralds. That came out today, September 2nd, on It Takes Time. At least that's the U.S. label. I think it came out earlier, actually, in the UK, but this is our first appearance of it. I don't know anything about It Takes Time. I think they're a St. Louis-based label, mostly cassette label, but they did bring that record over here for us, and that's a good thing. The album is kind of, I don't know, less consistent than previous Trust Fund records. It really sounds like maybe some odds and sods sort of things, written quickly and presented as is, which can be a wonderful thing. You can listen to this one online and make up your own mind about that one. I do enjoy that track, though. After that, we heard from The Breakdowns. The song there is Your Hand in Mine, and that is the A-side of a two-song 7-inch released back June 22nd on Heartbroken Records, that band based out of Nottingham in the UK. The B-side there, I think that's the one that is a Katrina and the Waves cover, maybe? No, that's the one that has the Searchers cover. See, weeks ago, and my memory's not so good. And then we ended things off with Steve Adamk. I have no idea how he pronounces that. Sorry about that, Steve. The song is Wait for Your Number. It's on his album Third, which came out back February of 2013 on Dirt Nap Records. He's based out of Ottawa. I have no experience with him at all. I do know the new album came out, and I picked up the wrong one. So I'll probably have that new album because I like this one quite a bit. This one is supposedly the more punk of his power pop albums, but wherever they live on that spectrum, I'm a happy man. Anyway, let's get into some more music here. We're going to dial the things up a little bit, and we're going to give you something from The Fleas. This song is called Heartbreaker. I got a little sloppy there, didn't it? But that's how demos do. That band is the Vitamins, or possibly the Vitamins. I don't know. They live here in my neighborhood, so probably the Vitamins, but you never know. The song is called Hysteria, and it's on the band's self-titled, self-released demo, which came out back in July of this year. I do worry that the band is broken up. I heard something about that, though I've not been able to confirm or run into any of its members wandering the neighborhood to find out for sure. Before that, we heard from The Fleas. That's a band from London. The song is Heartbreaker, and that's on a self-titled EP, I think five or six songs, that was released on Grow Your Own Records August 1st of this year. And that is just a fantastic album that definitely feels timeless. Let's not call it dated, because I'm still loving it. That makes it timeless. Anyway, I guess I should let you know the podcast works at this point. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and then I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. Now we're going to jump into something a little heavier. Maybe this is going to scare you. This is Goblin Cock with the song Flumed.
Yeah.
tried to protect you. I tried to segregate those metal tracks so they couldn't cross-pollinate, but I don't think it worked, especially with that first Goblin Cock track. That song is called Flumed. It's on the album Necronomic Donkey Kongamicon, something of that sort. There's some syllables in there that I may have missed, but you get the spirit. That came out today, September 2nd, on Joyful Noise Records. That is, of course, the project of Rob Crow from Pinback and so many other bands. The band's third album, which took me a while to get into because it's not as immediate, I think, as the earlier albums. And it's not as, it's not as direct. It definitely feels more influenced by all of his other projects. And some tracks aren't far from Pinback at all. Some kind of remind me of The Life and Times, a Kansas City / Chicago band that many of the Too Much Rock listeners will be familiar with. After that, we heard from Inner Altar, a band from Kansas City here. That song is called Child of Midnight, and that's on the band's second demo that they just released, their Satanic Majesty's Saturday Night Special. Just came out in August of this year. That band plays around town constantly. They're always a welcome addition to every show. I enjoy their doom and some really good Sabbath impersonations there, but very, very good stuff, I think. Anyway, I'm out of time, so let me wrap things up. I want to let you know that you've been listening to the Too Much Rock podcast, number 371. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on any of your favorite social media sites, including Facebook and Twitter. Looking at the website, not a whole lot has happened in the last week. You'll see photos and video up of the Conqueror Shy Boys Full Blood show that happened in the very packed basement of Blind Tiger last week. Oh, and there's also a little sampler from the Too Much Rock single series number 5 that'll be coming out, I'm guessing sometime in mid-October. Looking at the concert calendar, we got some interesting things coming up. Tonight, the Conquerors are playing at Mills for the release party for their new album that I featured, I think, last week. Witch Jail is playing on the 3rd at the Brick, and I think that's with Schwervon and Deco Auto, which would make it a fantastic show that I do plan to make it to. Russian Circles, the 8th at the Riot Room, the 13th Marduk at the Riot Room, or Bob Mold at Grinders, or Lucero at the Granada. 13th is a popular show night. The 14th, Toasters at the Riot Room. The 15th, Swingin' Utters and Hipshot Killer are at Record Bar. The 17th, the anniversary, Triumphant Return to the Bottleneck. And the 17th, Billy Badass is playing at Records with Merit. The 21st, Cass McCombs is playing at Three Links in Dallas, and I'll probably make that one. But if you're in town, you might want to see Legendary Pink Dots at Record Bar that same night, 21st of September. Looking into October, Mountain Goats on the 1st, or the Summer Camp Fest is happening at Holy Cow. The first couple of bands have been announced for that, but it'll be probably like a 12 or 13 band all-day punk lineup that Britt Adair manages. And we'll have more detail on that one later. Andrew Jackson Jihad, or AJJ, I think as they like to be called now, are playing the 2nd at the Granada. Taco Cat is playing the 8th at the Jackpot. Quintron and Miss Pussycat playing the 9th at the Record Bar. The 13th of October, Elstrom at the Riot Room, or Bare Hands at the Record Bar. Continuing at the Record Bar, the 14th is White Fang. The 15th is Shonen Knife. Also on the 14th, I guess, at the Riot Room is La Sera. Looking forward to that show. Hope I can make it. Not sure when I'll be back from Dallas. Maybe, maybe not. Rasputina is playing at the Riot Room on the 18th. That should be an interesting one. Group Love is playing the 21st at the Uptown. Dean Ween and the Meat Puppets are playing at the Record Bar on October 26th. 28th, Margot Price at Knuckleheads, and that should be very nice. And then the 31st, your Halloween plans and mine, Beach Slang at Tank Room, of all places. Anyway, so let's wrap things up here. We got one track left. The band is called Nice as Fuck. It is the project of Jenny Lewis, who you may know from, well, her solo work or with the Watson Twins or maybe Rainer Maria, if you're an old man like me, or old woman, I guess, not like me, but old is the key there, I think. The song is called Door. It's on the band's self-titled album, which was released June of this year on Jenny's own label, Love's Way, which is a new project she started, I think, focused on releasing female singer-songwriters and her own projects as well, I guess. Anyway, enjoy this one last track. Thank you very much for listening. This is Nice as Fuck with the song Door. We'll talk again next week.